He's kind of got along on that.
Probably healthier than anybody else.
Well, we survived.
Did other people have that board over the fireplace later?
Yes, there's quite a good many did.
Uh-huh. Did they call that anything special?
I called it the mantle.
You mentioned that you had this big log in there. Before you got a fire started, what did you use? How did you start your fires?
Well, I guess we had matches in, just say we didn't have.
I mean, did you use corn cobs or?
Yeah, we didn't get no corn cobs. We get out and get a bunch of little bitty limbs. We live out close to the timber.
Uh-huh.
And take a little piece of paper or something and start that.
Uh-huh. Did you call those little limbs anything special?
No.
Kindling or?
Kindling, that's what we called it kindling.
Uh-huh.
We didn't get any kindling of a night, but we celebrated at the far out in the wintertime.
Didn't dare.
No.
You're cold. Did you have any trouble with that black stuff?
Is that?
Uh-huh.
Well, occasionally we'd have a clog up a little.
That stuff's sure black, isn't it?
Yeah.
You ever get any on you?
Well, yes.
What is it? Is it sort of dusty?
Yeah, it's just a dust. You can wash it off, but it's pretty hard to wash it off. It sticks pretty tight.
It's like a grease, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of greasy.
You mentioned ashes. Did your mother do anything special with those? She used
Yes. She's. We have made soap out of, run, make lye,
uh-huh.
And she make lye soap. She fixed a hopper, ash hopper they call it,
uh-huh.
Ash hopper, and set a bucket out at the end of it and pour water on the ashes. And this one, this come down through there, it was red, called it a lye.
Uh-huh.
And she made soap out of that.
Did you ever put that in corn?
Yeah, made hominy out of it.
That's pretty good, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, peeled that hominy. And after she'd get the hominy cooked, well, she'd wash it, and clean it, and take a lot of that husk out. We'd get along pretty good.
In the big houses that were built, did they have any special name for the room where they entertained guests?
I don't remember. I never was in one of them.
I know some people call it a parlor, some people call it
parlor,
a sitting room or
parlor.
Room.
They call them parlors in days. That's right, they call them parlors in days.
What furniture did you have in your little house?
Well, comparatively none. We had two beds in the room with this same room, and then we had a table and cook stove. Mm-hmm.
What'd you sit on?
We sat on just common ordinary chairs. We had sometimes we call them stools.
Uh-huh. Later on, did you have one of those, when you moved, did you have one of those long things that you could sit down on or lie on, upholstered?
No, we never did. We never did get that far along for a good bit of years.
You finally got one.
Oh, though. Yes.
And what did you call that when you first got it?
I'd be doggone if I know. I had to get too long and I had to give it
a handy thing, huh?
Yeah.
Where did you keep your clothes? Where do you keep them now?
Well, I keep them in the closet now.
Uh-huh. Did you ever have one of those things that you could put your clothes in, hang them up, and it was movable?
No, I don't believe we did.
Were they common here at any time?
I think there's some people did have them. We had a quilt box. She put her quilts in, and then we had a trunk that she kept her clothes in.
Uh-huh.
Just a big trunk, you've seen them, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where they kept the better clothes. They never had no clothes like we do to hang them up on hangers now.
Uh-huh.
Now we hang them in the closet on the hanger.
You ever have any trouble with the little bugs that eat holes in them?
What?
Uh-huh.
Yes, we have had, but we can take care of that pretty easy.
They're miserable, aren't they? And those doggone carpet beetles.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you get those started, they'll just stick with you.
Well, they've got plenty of stuff now that'll take care of that stuff.
Yeah, we had trouble with carpet beetles once. When I was going to school, we rented a room in an old house. Oh, it was an apartment, it was two rooms. But